Is there any way we can interpret the election results of last November in a way that doesn't indicate the almost end of the American sense of life? Yes, but barely. So it certainly is an indication of the decline of the American sense of life. And the only reason I don't say end is the pathetic nature of the opposition to Obama. The only reason I would say this is not an indication of the end of the American sense of life is the fact that Mitt Romney was a pathetic candidate, a candidate who had no ideas of his own. He had no vision for the country. He had nothing to differentiate himself from Obama. So the biggest issue going into this campaign was Obamacare. But Romney couldn't raise that because he invented Obamacare. It's called Romneycare in Massachusetts. Entitlements were a huge issue. And actually, the vice presidential candidate, Paul Ryan, had some not perfect ideas, but some interesting ideas on how to reform Medicare. He was muzzled. He wasn't allowed to talk about those ideas. So basically became a competition between Romney and Obama who could save Medicare. On every issue, Mitt Romney was a Me Too candidate. Now, true, Obama is more corrupt philosophically, but I don't think people are sophisticated enough to see through that. And Mitt Romney seemed like a nothing. And then on top of that, if you add just, you know, all of the Republican social policy, where all the comments about rape that different senatorial candidates issued and everything, and that has to change people's view of the Republican Party and say, I don't want people like this, and people who nominate people like this for Senate, I don't want to vote for them for president. So I do think there were some mitigating circumstances, and it's basically the pathetic nature of the Republican Party today and during those elections. So is it the end of the American sense of life? No. Is it a sign of its dramatic decline? Yes. If Obama had won against a, let's say, Ronald Reagan-like candidate, a candidate with a vision, a candidate with some charisma, a candidate who actually talked about the limits of government and had some passion behind a vision that is different than Obama's. And I'm not a huge Ronald Reagan fan, but just that kind of candidate, then I would have said it was the end. But I'm not burying the American sense of life yet.